Slacker and Steve on demand.
I'm ready to go home.
Why?
I don't want to do this.
Bugs.
You know, my kid's school, my daughter just recently had to touch bugs at school.
Oh, like for a grade, like on purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
They do that thing where it's like earthworms and stuff. And because I'm me, like she hasn't been exposed to it. She's got a lot of friends who are like into it and like save spiders and pick up butterflies and snails. But not in our house. It's not a cool thing. So my daughter just had a bug related incident at school. And I don't think they force you. I don't think they can give you a D if you
touch
it. Right. But it's, I mean, I saw these pictures from her class and all these kids are holding worms. Dude.
Yeah, you're not that guy.
I enjoy fishing.
Okay.
I can't.
You're good at the beer part? I don't know.
Yes!
You can't really bait a hook?
I'm good at the fishing part.
Okay.
I don't mind touching the fish.
It's just the bait?
It's the bait. I don't like touching
worms. I can never
worms.
Get started because I can't touch the bait.
And then all I can use is the salmon eggs, those big stupid orange eggs. Those don't really catch anything, do they?
Oh, I don't know. I don't use caviar. Look at
no,
you.
You've never seen the big... Maybe that was just a Longmont, Colorado thing. I don't even know if it's legal. Do you know what salmon eggs are?
Yes, of course I do.
The big
yes,
red.
They
yes.
work. Yeah,
they
trout.
Still work.
You catch trout and stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
birch,
okay.
Whatever.
We use a corn. No, I guess you're not supposed to do that.
Is that illegal?
That's illegal.
How's that illegal?
Right, because they can't digest vegetables. See, vegetables are bad for everyone.
Can I just point something out?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to kill it and eat it.
Better not have corn.
He doesn't
in it.
Have time to digest his last meal. That's the stupidest thing. It's illegal because fish can't eat it.
Yeah, it's hard for them to digest. Yeah, they get all bloaty, I guess, you know.
I will show you that
gassy.
I've ripped the corn out of the... Okay. Man, are we off target today. We're supposed to be talking about BRIs.
Bug-related incidents.
There's like 10 different stories that involve bees, and we don't want all these stories to involve bees.
A lot of happening with bees.
There's an 11-year-old who shot... A beehive with a BB gun.
Idiot. He learned his lesson, didn't he?
How many times did he get stung?
400 times.
I feel like...
Just put butter on it, you're good.
I mean, it's bad what happened to him, but...
Yeah, you gotta learn, though.
It's the lesson in life it's like...
Play
you've said
fire.
The Native American culture, they let their kids walk into a fire so they won't do it a second time.
That's how they learn that you get burned.
It's like, here's your BB gun, son. See that over there? I wouldn't. So why don't you make your own decision?
Hopefully it's not like my girl or something like that. Like,
oh, that's right, she
uh-huh.
died.
Uh-huh. He died.
Oh, he died. Macaulay
yeah.
died.
Oh.
That's right, I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bad way to find
that,
out.
That kind of.
Hey, remember when we were having a fun show and like and laughing, and then Little D came on?
Now people are dying.
Like,
and
you know, my God, Macaulay Culkin's dead now because of Little D.
Being realistic.
There's another one that somebody. I think our intern James found this one. What, this isn't even a BRI. This is. They're putting scorpions on your fingernails.
On purpose, because I guess it's a manicure now or something.
I think they're doing it for decorative purposes.
Oh.
Like, you know, have you seen the nail art? I mean, I know you don't spend a lot of time with people who do their nails up, but the suburban women do all the like bling. They put little diamonds and little like chains hanging off their nails and stuff. They're taking baby scorpions and gluing them on their nails.
Okay, like
dead
stickers.
Baby scorpions.
Oh, like real dead baby
scorpions.
Why?
That the venom could kill a victim in 15 minutes.
Why?
Because it looks cool. It doesn't, but they think. That it
on all their fingernail. I doubt it
would probably be cost prohibitive to put it on all, but you probably got it on like maybe this one.
I got that
yes.
one. Yes.
Put it on. Put a great big scorpion
that's
on that finger.
That's just weird.
Isn't it?
I don't under. Okay.
That doesn't necessarily qualify as a BRI, but it kind of is.
Yeah.
Speaking of the intern who found this, he's standing here and apparently he served somewhere. What happened to you?
Oh, yeah,
you have
James.
A BRI, intern James.
Yeah, 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 totally. So I was in the Marine Corps. I was doing workups for
Hoorah.
Afghanistan. Yes.
Oh, Steve. I don't think you're allowed to say that
I was
if
never
you're
in
not
you're
one
right.
of them.
I apologize.
Oh,
you're right.
My
yes.
God.
You can clobber me later, James.
So, yeah, we were doing workups for Afghanistan. We're out in 29 Palms, California at a little machine gun range. Having a good old time. And little did we know was we were on a like nesting ground for those camel spiders.
Da, 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 da.
What's a camel spider? Are da, they da, da, are they
they're
big?
Like they're like half spider, half like scorpion, I want to say. I don't think they're even like technically spiders.
Give me
but
a size
just, like,
on them.
They're the ones that we were dealing with were probably like half dollars.
But then
they were huge. I mean, I woke up the next day. I mean, I had to just...
Oh, you were sleeping on their nest.
We were sleeping. I mean, we went like 2 or 3 days without sleep.
Because you fell asleep and they come out all over your body?
Oh, yeah, because they love the heat. They're looking for that heat in the cold desert. So, yeah, I mean, I rolled up my isomat the next day. There's probably like 5 or 6 under my little isomat.
This is why I don't want to do this topic. Yeah, because I don't want to hear people have spiders on them.
Oh, I got my face eaten by spiders.
Oh, my God! Tell that story!
No, there's nothing to
tell.
Tell
that story! How did it even happen?
So I was in my basement putting some stuff away underneath the stairs in my basement, which I haven't been underneath there for a while. I did my thing. I think I fell asleep on the couch with my glasses on, because when I woke up, I had these two huge red welts on my face, like above my nose and on my forehead. And then the next day, I found out they were spider bites. I had these two, and my whole face was swollen.
Steve, you didn't go to the doctor for like a week.
I didn't.
Let those things get to the point where your eye almost sealed shut.
You're right, but I knew it wasn't a brown recluse because I was still alive. So outside of that,
they don't
care.
That just makes your skin deteriorate.
Well, then that's what happened to my face.
They kind of look like brown recluse.
Oh, my gosh. So now I have these permanent scar divots in my head because I got my face eaten by spiders.
We're going to get those scars taken care of.
Yeah, can we do that?
I know people.
All right, thank you.
A beetle attacked Adele on stage.
Yeah, and it won.
Adele was attacking her ankle.
Yeah, she just about had to cancel, but no, she was a trooper. She sat down on the edge of this, took her shoe off, and was like...
The problem is, it kept getting on her, and then she tried to get rid of it with the shoe, but just like when you try to kill a spider in your house or whatever, if you don't see the evidence of it being gone, you can never feel safe.
Oh, you're right.
She's like asking him to turn the house lights on. She wants to look under the stage.
She's like, I
need verification that this BRI is over, that my bug-related incident has come to a close.
Adele, she did get closure on that.
The Oklahoma woman was helping a beekeeper remove a hive. Apparently, the tree was like so weighted down with these bees that it like broke off, and like all of this stuff came crashing down on her.
Dang, on her head.
And unlike the kid who shot the beehive, who got stung 400 times, the rumor is she got stung 0. Somehow, the bees were chill with it.
What?
Because she never shot them first. And they were just like, "Woo, we fell." I don't know if they thought it was an amusement park ride or
she had BO. I guess they stayed.
Is that true? Because I will never shower again.
Maybe I think they're attracted to.
Are you the guy who's never been stung?
Yeah,
I've never been stung.
A wasp or a bee? I want to be because I want to know what it's like, and they won't do it.
It's not that bad.
Because you said
it's weird.
Once.
It feels hot when it goes in.
Around the wound, or your whole body just has flashes?
It was like a little electric thing. Because I sat on, like I leaned against it. It was on my car seat. And it was like, all of a sudden my back was like hot. And I'm like, what is that?
Oh, get out.
And then I thought I was having a stroke or something. And then I got out and I saw it. It was dead.
Did you have to pull the stinger out?
I didn't. So it was.
Oh, you just left it. Oh, okay. Leave it in there.
Yeah, it's probably still in there. Gives me street cred.
Yeah, man, I still got a stinger right here in my clavicle.
That's what I tell a guy in cell block C.
Is it at work?
In. It's like,
give a little cred.
Hey, I'm about to mess you up. I'm like, oh, wait a second. Let me take my shirt off and show you this. That's a stinger.
He's like, put some butter on it.
I never
Nancy.
Even took it out. Okay, so this is what we want from you. Whether it's a beetle, a scorpion, a spider, a fly. If you've had a run-in with some sort of bug, something went crazy wrong with your bug. We call them bug-related incidents, and we want to hear your story. Suzanne?
Yay.
BRI.
So I was living in Miami, and I woke up in the middle of the night after I felt something crawling on my chest, and it didn't feel like my husband.
Does he do that a lot? Honey, I'm feeling frisky. I'm going to crawl on your chest like a bug.
Well, that was one of my other husbands. Anyway, and by the way, I love you guys.
We love you too. We're going to crawl on your chest later.
So I went in the bathroom. I looked to see what it was. I still had it around, you know, in my hand. It was a 2-inch palmetto cockroach.
That's a big cockroach right there.
Crunchy and
total crunch.
Yeah.
And when they get to the size where they're brazen enough to crawl on a person, they've stopped caring about the whole circle of life and stuff. They're just like,
they're just hanging out. It was gross.
What do you do with it then? Try to flush it or?
I flushed it at that point.
Yeah, because it was walking on your mommy parts. That's just
not. Oh, God. That's
slithering or whatever they do.
I don't know if slithering they something.
Yeah. That's...
Thank you. Have you ever been around? Have you lived in a city with cockroaches, Steve?
Never.
I've never lived in one. I mean, yes. And I mean, yeah, okay. One of the first times I ever saw, like, I was in a band. We'd never, I didn't live in a city that had them. at the time. We were playing in a city that had them, didn't know it, all had a bunch of pizza in the room, went and played the show, no. came back, flipped the lights on, no. and the pizza boxes were moving.
Get out!
And you're just, there's no...
Oh my God, no.
No, it's awful.
I don't need that. In
You don't.
Yeah.
Ariane.
Yay.
Yay. Bug-related incidents. What happened?
Well, so I was on this like work trip. I spent a summer in Brazil, which has some nasty bugs. And
amen.
I was just about to take a shower and someone had said they'd seen a tarantula.
What?
So before I got all ready for that, I was like, you know what? I better make sure where this tarantula is. And I lifted up the corner of my bathtub and it was like hiding in my bathtub.
Oh,
it was, like,
my God.
You could have put that on your head.
Yes.
Do you ever sleep again?
Oh.
Not very well. But someone actually came and squished it after that with like a big work boot and it had blue blood. It was so gross.
What? They squished it on your towel? That's not cool.
I don't know. Somehow killing that big of a spider is not something I could do.
That's just too...
It's too much meat.
Yes, it's mushy.
Too gushy, mushy. Thank you for the call. Why is it blue?
Right?
I'm trying, like, okay. I've been in Brazil, I've seen a lot of spiders, and now I kind of regret not squishing more of them.
The ones with blue blood.
Purple blood! Oh. Ashlyn?
Yay.
Yay. BRIs.
Yeah, so I was fishing in the Amazon River for some piranha, and our canoe leaned up against
Hold on, you just glossed right over. It's like you're burying the lead on the story. I know it's not piranha stories, but it's like, yeah, my family's big piranha fishermen. We sometimes head down to Brazil. This is the second Brazil story in a row.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Anyway, so I'm afraid of what's going to happen, but okay, so piranha fishing.
Jeez.
What do you do with a piranha once you catch it?
Yeah, what's your bait for piranha? Everything? Or
Ashlyn, probably?
Yeah. So we leaned up against the side of a tree, and the ants were all over the tree. And one of them got on my arm, bit me. My whole arm swelled up, got a rash. And then
from one ant bite.
Whoa.
Yeah, huge red ant. And then I jerked my arm up after it bit me, and I hooked my hand with the hook that I was fishing with.
Ow! Oh,
now you are the bait for the piranha. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Throw her in!
Oh, that's... Gotta lay under. lay on it. Ow.
You couldn't see the ants, because a lot of times there's so many ants on something, you think, look, that tree's just a brown tree, but it's not a brown tree. It's covered in ants.
Yeah.
It's...
But yeah, my whole arm swelled up, burning, itching, the whole thing turned red from one ant bite.
Jeez.
What, do you eat the piranha then? Is that the point?
Yeah, we make piranha soup.
Oh, you make soup.
Piranha soup.
Okay.
Well, invite us over next time you have some piranha soup. Thank you for the call, Ashlyn.
Huh. Yeah.
Missy.
Yay.
Yay.
B-R-I. Bug-related incident.
Oh, my gosh. So I ended up in the emergency room on Halloween from a spider bite.
Oh, my gosh.
You and Steve.
I know.
Yeah.
What happened?
So I was at an amusement park, and I was doing, like, the whole Halloween thing, going to the, like, scary haunted houses and on the rides. And what we think happened is somehow like a spider got under my sleeve of my jacket and bit me. And I had to go to the emergency room because it was getting really bad. And like you said, you had like the cellulitis or whatever, where it deteriorates your skin. It started to do that. Oh, it's so gross, but
whoa.
Totally fine. No scar. The emergency room people were so awesome, and we got a laugh out of it because, you know, it was on Halloween, you know?
Well, I'm glad you didn't get scars. I got a ton of them. Dang it.
Wow.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know.
They're not going to be scars, Steve. We're going to take care of your
scars. Yeah, I need to get rid of these spider scars.
Although that gives you some street cred. You're a little bit like a villain in a Quentin Tarantino movie. Just don't tell anybody you got them from spiders. Tell them it was from, like, some roving youth gang. No, it's from spiders under my stairs. I was putting some of my crafts away.
Exactly.
And I got bit by spiders.
That doesn't sound right.
And my stairs.
Yeah.
With crafts. Claudia.
Yes, yay.
Yay. Hang out. Steve's face is going to burst with spiders soon.
Oh, my God.
BRIs, what do you got?
10 years ago, I was picking up an old sweatshirt from our garage, and I was bitten by a black widow on my neck.
No.
Yes, and did not realize it, so I attempted to go to work until my condition just kept getting worse and worse and worse, and I had to be taken to the doctors.
It actually bit you on the neck, so that's like blood flow, that's like arteries, that's bad.
Yeah.
Well, it was bad because of what it does. I found out it attacks your muscle groups, so it just kept moving down in my body, and then when it settled in the butt and thigh area, that's when I was going into convulsions and all that.
Oh, you were incontinent and all that.
Steve.
Couldn't control your bowel.
Yeah, as long as we're here, we might as well find out.
No, it was just incredible pain. But the problem is by the time I got to the doctor, there's nothing they were able to do.
Not, like what? So what? Like just painkillers to get you through it or?
Yes, painkillers to get me through it, but no anti-venom. I didn't get hospitalized, which I should have been probably on IVs and anti-venoms. But by then, it was so many hours later.
That it was too late. The anti-venom wouldn't have done anything. The venom was already as deep in your tissue.
Because it went through, yes, because it goes into your bloodstream and then tries to attack your large muscle groups.
But you're immune now, so you can get bit again and nothing will happen.
No, actually, it's a progressive thing. If you get bit again, it just makes it worse and worse.
Can you climb buildings and shoot webs out of your hands or anything yet?
Oh, that'd be cool.
None of that's working for you yet?
We did find a spider, and we kept her for a while, and we fed her. And then we starved her.
Oh, wait. So
you found your murder victim.
You made a pet.
Or murderer. That's one of the weirdest twist endings. I did not see it coming. Like, you fed her for a while, and then all of a sudden one day you're just like, you stop feeding. She's looking at you guys going.
For branches in it. We put it in one of those big jugs of gallon wine bottles, and that's where she lived for a while.
That is okay. Thank you for the call, yeah. Claudia.
Wow.
What a weird twist that took. Just,
yeah.
Melody.
Yay.
BRI, what do you got?
So I work at a vet clinic, and I had a squirrel that lived outside since she was little. Her name was Stumpy that I always fed and took care of. Okay. Someone came inside and said that she was injured. So I went out and picked her up out of the snow and brought her in. And in the process of treating her, some of her fleas got on me. I didn't realize that one had actually gone up into my ear and was crawling around.
Whoa.
I felt it crawling around in there, and someone had to take an ear scope and forceps and pull it out of my ear.
Okay, a flea. That can't be easy to spot.
Right?
And squirrel fleas are like long, and they're kind of reddish.
So really? It's
really? I didn't know we had specific fleas for specific animals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's really disgusting. Because you could hear it moving around in your ear, probably.
Well, and after that, I have long hair, and every time my hair kind of blew by my ear, I would think it's the flea in there again.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you for the call, Melody. I'm not down with squirrel fleas at all. Ethan.
Yay.
BRI, bug-related incidences.
All right, so when I was about 5 years old, I was helping my grandfather clear out a wasp nest.
Okay.
And when he cleared it out, a wasp decided it hated me. It stung my earlobe, the top of my ear, and then crawled inside of my ear.
No! Oh! No.
Why 2 ears in a row? Oh. Why?
Well, you can't, like, because you shove it deeper.
Yeah, you can't poke it out.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I was actually lucky enough that my grandpa popped its head off before it stung my eardrum, and then I had to wait for it to just decay enough in my ear to fall out.
Jeez, but he got the head off of it.
So now you know the decomposition rate of a headless wasp while in the ear canal?
Right.
Yep, that's useful information. Dude.
Oh, Ethan, that sucks
a lot.
Yeah, that hurts.
Thank you for the call, though. Nikki.
Yes.
BRIs.
So I was living in Arizona. We had a pool, and I hung up my suit after I got out of the pool, went inside, did some stuff, went back outside, started to pull on my suit, got it up to my knees, and it was full of flying fire ants.
Oh, the flying ones.
They just buzzed on up, and I pulled that suit off and jumped in the pool.
Amen.
Naked in the pool. Did they bite you?
They bit my hoo-ha.
Oh,
and
now you got chlorine water on your fire ant bites and your hoo-ha.
Uh-huh.
You're a hot mess, yep. Nikki.
Oh, my God. That is awful. Thank you for the call. Yeah. Ian.
Yay.
BRIs.
Bug-related incidents.
So a family friend of mine took a trip to Mexico and was out there for about a week or so. got a spider bite on his leg. Well, he came back. About a week into it, he realized that it was getting really bad. It was still itching. It started to look infected and everything. And he just happened to be eating, and it was scratching really bad. And he stopped eating, no. took his fork, started scratching his leg.
No.
And the spider had laid eggs in his
God,
leg.
God, we just said this is going to come out of Steve's head. No. Really?
Yeah. Dead serious, yes. He's got the scar to prove it.
So little baby spiders came flying out of his leg.
Yeah, they just came flowing out, man. It was
scattered.
Really bad.
Yeah, because they love the pus in there.
Oh, like, God! Oh, God! Oh, God, thank you. We're done.
Okay.
Pus is where I draw. Don't have a lot of lines, Steve, but pussy spiders.
That's a probably good
that's
idea.
That's my line. Stuff, yeah. More BRIs over on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.